Welcome to this edition of The Yarn That Could Save a Life. This series of radio plays looks at the very important issue of organ and tissue donation. This is something we should all learn more about so that we can make a decision about donation and then share that decision with friends and family. Here's the story so far. Brian and his daughter Natasha have decided that they want to be organ and tissue donors. So they've registered their decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register. They've been inspired by meeting Uncle Reggie, who's looking pretty good again after receiving a kidney transplant, and have been supported by Brian's son Frankie, who works at the local health clinic. Even Auntie Joan, who had her doubts, is now supportive of their decision. But what's all that got to do with Brian's 50th birthday? They've all gathered to celebrate.
All right, everyone. Thanks for coming. It's not every day that you turn 50. Thanks to Tash and Frankie for organising all of this. And thanks to all of you for showing up, especially my sister Joan and my old mate Reggie, who's back home and looking really healthy. I just wanted to remind you all, while Reggie is here, that I've decided to be an organ and tissue donor.
Oh no, not this again. This is supposed to be a fun night.
Yeah, I reckon. We already know about this, Dad.
Well then, I just want to make sure you don't forget it. It's important to me, and it's important to people like Reggie too.
Okay, Dad, we get it. We'll all make sure we remember. Now how about that cake?
What was all that about? Why does he have to talk about that organ donation stuff on his birthday?
Well, he's just trying to do the right thing. I had to wait almost 3 years for my transplant, and that wasn't easy. I mean, I'm really grateful to have had the operation and to have a new kidney and everything. But it's a worry if people don't know that their family member wanted to be a donor, because that can stop the whole process.
Is that right? The family has to say okay before you can get the kidney or the lung or whatever?
Yep, and lots of people can't remember when they're asked, or they're unsure what their relative wanted, which means they say no. My doctor told me that people are much more comfortable agreeing to organ donation if they've talked about it before with their family.
So that's why Brian wanted to remind us again, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Hey, what are you two yarning about? Not that donation stuff again, I hope, Joan.
Rightio you, let's get back to celebrating your birthday.
Well, let's leave Brian and his family and friends to celebrate. But you know, significant events like a birthday or family milestone are a great time to make sure everyone around you knows your organ and tissue donation decision. Because almost half of all Australians don't know or are not sure about the donation decision of their loved ones. And remember, there's some important things you should do if you decide to be a donor. So make some time and have the yarn that saves lives, and let your loved ones know of your organ and tissue donation decision. Check out donatelife.gov.au for more information, or talk to someone at your local health clinic or medical centre. This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.